is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Oh, is it now? Is that what's up? Hey, everybody. Welcome to Archive Friday. Hope you got something cool happening this weekend. Something fun, maybe something, a chance for you to just relax, take it easy, maybe even do nothing at all, whatever. But I will tell you, on this Archive Friday, we're going back, set the Wayback Machine, Sherman, as a reference for you. Before Guns N' Roses got back together, Slash was one of our guests on the Morning Buzz. We're going to take you back to one of those interviews. Here we go, Archive Friday, it's Slash.
It's back to the Buzz.
Let me tell you, this song right here, I'm just playing the beginning of it because he's on the phone with us, is just killing. It's called Halo, and it's from the new Apocalyptic Love album from Slash, and Slash is back on the phone with us again this morning. How you doing, man? What's up, Slash?
talking to you guys.
I have to say, I just got a hold of the record on Friday. Spent the weekend listening to it. It is awesome. It is such a great rock record.
Incredible.
Oh, thanks, man. You know that song that you just mentioned? We just started playing that, and the crowd hasn't got the record yet.
Yeah.
And they go nuts for that song.
What song in your set list gets the biggest reaction?
Well, I mean, I would have to say that, you know, Sweet Child of Mine is consistently, everybody goes nuts over that song.
Yeah. It's a part of, it's obviously a part.
It's actually fun to, there's a certain kind of like, it's fun to play the song, but with that reaction, there's a certain kind of synergy that happens with the audience.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Well, last time we spoke, it was about a month ago and stuff like that, and all that, the Hall of Fame stuff was happening. Just let me say congratulations, and it was awesome to see you guys up there. It was awesome. And
It was right before that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. It was definitely a different experience. You know, sometimes you go into something with a negative attitude, and then you find out when you get there. I've been learning that ever since I was a kid.
Right.
It was actually very cool. I'm glad I went.
It was handled very well.
Yeah. Was it fun? It looked fun. It was fun watching it.
Sounded
was it
great.
Fun playing with Steven Adler again, Gilby Clark, Duffy, like stuff like that, Matt Sorum? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was really cool. We got together the night before and spent an hour just sort of rehearsing, sort of working out the cobwebs. And it was, the first time I played a Gun song with Steven in 20 years, and it had been, pretty long time since I played with Gilby. And it was cool. It was like the first 5 minutes was really rusty, and it was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then right once we got past that, it just all just fell into place. And then the actual event itself, not just our portion of it, but the whole thing, which is really cool.
And it kind of gives you, I'm imagining, and if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, I want to get back to talk about the record, but it gives you some sense of closure, does it, I would imagine?
It was something very cathartic about it, and it did, it sort of just ended that whole thing for
me.
It was
good
like,
for you.
It's like the only chance that there was ever sort of put on the table for us to show up for a reunion.
Yeah.
And otherwise it was never going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
And so finally, here's this opportunity, and those who showed up, and then that was it.
Well, I got to tell you, you couldn't come out of the gate any stronger. And I loved your last record, and I love the fact that this one has the continuity of Miles. You know what I mean? I thought the last record was great with all the different singers. Every song had a different character to it.
But no, it was cool. A lot of people think it wasn't a career move. It was just a fun project.
Yeah, but I mean,
it was a cool record. But this is more along the lines of what I normally would do.
Right. Good, Andy.
Do you consider him like the best singer that you've had ever?
Do I consider he's well? I don't go. I'm not going to go there.
Sure.
But he's,
bad question.
He's
I apologize.
He's one of the best singers around. For me to work with right now and in the future is he's like. We have a great chemistry together, and we have a great live chemistry as well.
I apologize. That was a really bad question to ask. I guess what
it's an easy question to ask. But he's a great songwriter and a great singer, and we have a good creative kind of connection. So
I guess maybe what I should have asked was: Is he easy? Is he one of the more easy singers to write for?
To write for? Well, that's a good question. I mean, when I first started, I can come up with basically anything. and he can come up with a melody for it.
You're just saying that's a good question to make him feel better about asking
the first one.
I'm down with that. You know, you remember.
So we wrote this whole record on the road.
Yeah.
And if you know what writing on the road is like, it's very hard to do because you're exhausted half the time. Sure.
Andy is the
but,
only.
I would just tape ideas and I'd send them to him. And, you know, he's a workaholic like me. I'd send him a tape. Send him an idea at 5:30 in the morning, and he'd be up.
Yeah,
and so he would start working on it right then and there.
He
would have something for me, you know, the next day, and we'd work on it at soundcheck or in the dressing room if we had a moment. And we just compiled, you know, like 20 of these ideas and narrowed it down to the 15 that are on the record.
I think he's a rock singer. I really do. I think, like you said, there's nothing.
He's definitely a good role model for singers.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. He's got a lot of power.
He's really easygoing. He is a really hard worker, and he's very durable. You know, and very humble and very down to earth.
Slash is on with us. Go ahead, Andy.
Are you having the most fun you've ever had in the industry now?
Well, I'm having a really good time. I mean, I've had my ups and my downs, but this has definitely been from 2008, 2009 up until now. It's just been a kick in the ass.
See, I'll tell you right now, I love it when guys like you. I mean, I think I've always thought you're a great guy. I'm certainly one of the best of rock in rock history. I love it when you get to that point in your career. Well, no, I do because no, but I mean, look at you just said it. Guns N' Roses with Sweet Child of Mine. I could name song after song that have become part of the rock lexicon. That's a fact. I mean, you're a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member now. But I mean, I love the fact that when you get to a point in your career where the struggles and the seem to be over and you get to a place where you can enjoy it, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. You know?
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, the thing is as a musician, you know, I really dig what it is that I do.
Yeah.
And so when times are at their worst, you just, you know, you have that thing, which is music, to sort of grab hold of.
Yeah.
And that's what pulls you out every time. And so, you know, it's sort of like, I'm always looking for that feeling of what makes it so much fun, which is one of the best feelings in the world. So even in your down times, that's what keeps you together.
Yep.
Well, let's face it. Let's face it, Slash. When you can become what you become and still have just one name to define you and everybody knows who you are, that's pretty damn impressive.
I got sort of confused there. Which name would that be? Is there talking about my name?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's only a handful of one namers out there, you happen to be in that handful.
Right.
So that's pretty damn impressive.
You know what? I think people, because I was at a club one night I forgot where it was snowing. I can't remember where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was in a club one night, and Sting came up to me, and I'd never met him before. And just because of the simple fact that we both had one-syllable names, he thought that was a reason that we should meet. Like, is it really that big a deal, the one, you know?
I know we're running out of time, but are there ever moments for you where, you know, like I said, I put you in that pantheon. That's where I see you, and I think most rock fans see you. But is there ever the rock fan that is standing, but like almost looking at yourself from the outside going, look who I'm on stage with right now? Is there been a moment where you're like, oh my God, I'm actually hanging out with this guy or like
all the time?
Yeah, it is. Okay.
All the time. Yeah. I mean, because I'm a rock fan. That's really where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, all the things that were special to me about it when I was a kid still hold true now.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a room with Jimmy Page, I'm beside myself. But I just don't act like that because it makes people uncomfortable.
No, I got you.
You know, like, any of the people that I admire that I think are great, you know, to be in the same company with them is awesome.
One more question.
Slash, are your children now getting to the age where they're aware of who their father is?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah. They're more aware of it only because of the kids at their school.
Yeah.
Make a big deal out of it.
Right.
But, you know, they're your kids. They don't, they're not starstruck or phased, but, you know, they wonder why people, you know, want autographs and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, they just see me as dad. They don't see me as You know.
No, that doesn't change. That doesn't change.
Still an exciting feeling to have as a dad, I would think.
They still see him as a dorky
dad. They like to go to shows and watch me jump around because they don't see me do that except for when I'm playing.
Come on, Dad. Play jump around with us. I am. I feel really happy for you because, A, the album is great. You're excited. You're in a good place. It's all working for you. I'm very happy for you. We look forward to you coming around. It's going to be at the House of Blues. I think it's August 2nd down in Downey, Boston. So we're looking forward to it, man.
We
can't wait to see you, man.
And don't forget to keep that defib unit adjusted. You don't want it going off again.
Here we go. Wow. You knew it was coming.
All right, man.
All right, Slash. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
He just looked at the guy and said, I never want to talk to him.
Is that defib guy?
No, I don't think so. I think that was great. I think that was one of our best interviews with him that we've done. I really do. I mean, that was pretty cool. He talked about what he didn't want to talk about. That's how you do it. You know, because so many people ask, well, oh, good, good, good. But there's a way to do it.
We
just took people to school right there.
That's right.
I'm serious.
I love when
What were we told?
I love when the landscape changes.
What were we not told?
Don't talk about it.
We didn't. He brought it up, and then we kind of rolled with it, and you could do it without ruffling the waters.
That's right.
That was good. That was technique. That was finesse.
That's what we do.
How do you get your head around that, Scotty?
How do I get around? Every day, just get up. Just get up like a normal person.
No, I know.
But I remind my kids. I'm like, I'm a celebrity.
All right, there you go. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday. We're going to have tickets for Green Day this coming week. Lots of tickets, matter of fact. Tons of ticket weeks coming. You're going to have a lot of chance to win. So be tuned in Monday morning, 5:30. Have a great weekend. We'll see you.